USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Ukraine's President Zelensky in Kyiv Sunday. American officials told reporters the United States will be sending more weapons and will return diplomats. It should be noted the Biden administration has not had an ambassador to Ukraine. That should be changing very soon. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will be visiting with Zelensky and Russian President Vladimir Putin separately next week. Emmanuel Macron has won France's presidential election, fending off a challenge from candidate Marine Le Pen on Sunday's runoff vote. Macron took 58.5% of Sunday's vote, making him the first French leader to be re-elected in 20 years. He and Le Pen advanced to the runoff after finishing in first and second place, respectively, among 12 candidates who ran in the first round back on April 10th. USA Radio News.
This week on Under the Radar, we look at the exploding interest in the rapidly transforming biofuels sector. The Biden administration's green energy mandate is phasing out fossil fuels in favor of renewable energy sources, including plant-based ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. An undiscovered company among Wall Street investors, Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, is well-positioned to benefit significantly from this focus. BIOF has developed a revolutionary and newly patented technology that converts ordinary plant materials such as grasses and yard waste into sugars for processing into these valuable biofuels. Now they just announced the conversion of over 99% of raw plant cellulose into soluble sugars in under a minute for conversion into ethanol and biojet fuel, and is well positioned to become a major player in the estimated $250 billion biofuel market segment. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UnderTheRadarMinute.com. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this and other stories, join us at UnderTheRadarMinute.com.